Hey, it's Whitney Allen here. Thank you for checking out The Big Time. And if there's any reason to raise a toast tonight, well, let's talk to our special guest and find out what that's all about.
Hey, what's up? It's Scotty.
Look at everybody. Scotty McCreery.
Yes.
How excited are we for you guys? Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. Y'all are the first interview I've done since first people I really talked to outside of my best buddy down the street. So it's fun to finally get to kind of express how I'm feeling outside of just talking to Gavit. So.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
We've been holding on to this secret for a few weeks now, so it's exciting to finally have it out there.
I bet you are, because when I saw the picture this morning on Instagram, I could tell, you know, I don't know how far along, but Gavit definitely has a baby going on there.
Yeah. We're about halfway there, so we're excited. It's been the biggest blessing just kind of being there by her side and seeing her through this, and it's exciting times in the McCreery household.
Do you feel like now that you're totally unprepared, or did Moose prepare you for anything? Because I don't think Moose did.
Obviously, this is our first kid, so other parents have told us that dogs are good training. So hopefully Moose has taught us a little bit, but still, I'm not sure you're ever fully ready. You know, it's just kind of a buckle up and hang on and see where it takes you. But we're definitely excited. It feels like the time is right.
Here's the stuff that's none of our business. Was this a surprise? Were you trying? Have you been trying? Were you like, this is the time?
Me and her were on the same page right from the get-go when we got married, you know, 4 years ago. It's like, hey, let's live a little life. Let's travel. You know, Gabi came on the road for a while. We went overseas and did like C2C this year with Darius. And we've gotten to see a bunch and do some crazy stuff. So now it's like, hey, it's a good time to settle down a little bit and start trying. So we've been trying there for a little bit. So it was definitely not a surprise. I mean, it was a little bit in the plan for sure.
Well, that's awesome. I really think that is the best idea, to go out, you know, as a couple, do your thing, see the world if you can, which you've done, and then have the baby. So perfect time. Says someone who has no children. But if I would have done it, that's what I would have done. So
absolutely. Yeah, it felt like the time was right. So, you know, it's an answer to prayer for sure. And more than anything, I mean, Gabby's going to be the best mom. You know, I can't wait to see her shine.
That's fantastic. Scotty, when we talked to you when Same Truck came out, I don't want to take credit for damn straight.
Do it.
But we, Justin and I both said to you.
It's true.
Dude, the tune on that album is damn straight. I mean, we said it, we knew it.
You did. Y'all were on it. Because, you know, for me, I love the song as soon as I heard it, and it really stopped me in my tracks. I don't know why I was a little hesitant. Like, I'm not sure if it's radio or fans. But, yeah, y'all heard it right on in the label and everybody. So it's been such a fun song to have out there. And especially, honestly, I mean, when you put a single out there, you want people to relate to it. You want people to, you know, see themselves in the song. And if you love country music, you just love George Strait. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
So, yeah.
It's been fun just hearing, you know, people's favorite George Strait song. And, oh, why didn't you put this title in the song? Or, you know, just different things like that. So it's been fun to have this out as a fellow George Strait fanatic. You know, he was my first concert. It's been one of the more fun singles to have out there in my career.
It's so great when it's your first show and then you end up with this. Have you met George?
I have, yeah, a few times now. First time I ever met him, I didn't even know he was in the building. And I get a tap on my shoulder and turn around, and he says, hey, Scotty. And
oh, my.
It was like a spiritual experience.
Yeah, you know, I don't get very nervous, but the one time that I met George, I mean, I could barely talk, and I was very lucky because he had just gotten a golden retriever puppy. Like 2 or 3 weeks previous.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I've had golden retrievers my whole life, so I was able to talk to him about that, because otherwise I would have been like, you know what I mean? It's George Strait there, you know?
Absolutely. And he's probably talked about himself a ton, so he probably loved talking about his dogs and all that. Yeah, the air is dipped. When he walks in a room, you can feel it in the air.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Scotty, I'm so glad you had a chance to talk with us tonight. You're so awesome. You're always so great. To The Big Time. We appreciate that. And anytime you want to call in, our lines are always open, my friend.
All right. I might surprise you every now and then. I love you. I love y'all. Y'all have always been great to us as well. So y'all are some of the good people. So we appreciate you always being there.
Scotty McCreery, everybody. Yes. Scotty, thank you so much. Congratulate Gabi for us too, okay?
I sure will. Appreciate y'all. Good chatting with you.